This is the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. I do two podcasts, this one on the Middle East and another on mainstream American politics. Thank you for listening to this podcast where we talk about issues in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, and American policies. You can get more information on all of my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com. There's a growing dispute over LA's mega mansion, which is forcing Mohammed Hadid to file bankruptcy. The father of supermodel celebrities Bella Hadid and Gigi Hadid is accused of being unneighborly and irresponsible by nearby homeowners living in the plush and exclusive Bel Air neighborhood near Beverly Hills, Los Angeles. Mohammed Hadid, he's the mega developer and father of celebrity models Bella and Gigi. He filed bankruptcy this week for one of his business ventures for a mega mansion home he was redesigning in Los Angeles, which was ordered torn down by a California judge. Hadid, who's 71, owns the Hadid Design and Development Group. He started renovating the mansion located at 901 Strada Vecchia Road in Los Angeles after purchasing the 1.8-acre hillside Bel Air property in 2001. Hadid planned to renovate the 1,400 square feet 901 Strada Vecchia Road property, but plans grew and the uncompleted construction is now 30,000 square feet and seven stories tall, angering his future neighbors who are right next to him and under him. He's kind of on a bluff. Several neighbors have sued Hadid, and they dubbed the uncompleted property the Bel Air Starship Enterprise after the popular TV and film series Star Trek. It does look kind of weird, like it's space age or something, and it's huge. In 2016, according to local Bel Air news media reports, multi-billionaire Walmart Harris Nancy Walton Lurie filed a lawsuit against Hadid demanding $90,000 in damages to a, quote, cherished eucalyptus tree that she had on her property. Hadid's lawyers, of course, dispute the claim, but I'm thinking these are multi-millionaire, hundreds of millions of dollars. What's $90,000? That's like a $10 tip at the pizza place. Maybe a little excessive for the pizza guy, but $10 nonetheless. The Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing is being handled by the California law firm of Abdul Aziz Grossbart and Rudman. It was filed on behalf of Hadid's architectural design company, which owns the property. Hadid has built and designed some of the world's most luxurious commercial and private properties in the 1990s and through recent years. According to media reports, attorney Bruce Rudman reportedly told a judge Hadid did not have the $5 million he needed to complete the removal and the destruction or the raising of the Vecchia Road property, the one he's building, 30,000 square feet. Rudman, who also represented Hadid in the lawsuit filed in 2016 by Nancy Walton, asked about the bankruptcy. Rudman told me this past week, quote, "I'm not in a position to comment on the underlying issues. The bankruptcy filing was by the entity known as 901 Strada LLC only. Mr. Hadid has not personally filed for bankruptcy, nor does this filing affect any of his other entities. That is all I can say at this time." Close quote. Which is what Rudman told me. That was it, his only statement. Last year, Hadid downsized his living accommodations, and he purchased a $4.5 million home in the mountains overlooking Bel Air. Hadid's life has been spotlighted through his two daughters, supermodels Gigi and Bella Hadid, and his ex-wife Yolanda Hadid, who starred in the TV reality show, quote, The Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I'm going to have to go check out sometime because I want to see what she's like. Hadid was living in another mansion in Bel Air that he dubbed Le Belvedere, or House of Hadid, that he purchased in 2010 and reportedly is valued at $85 million. He sold that property, dubbed the Party House, for $56 million in just last year in May 2018 to British property developers Ian and Richard Livingstone. Before it was sold, the house of Hadid, or Label Vadir, or the party house, whatever you want to call it, was featured in a music video called De Niro that was released by Jennifer Lopez, very popular one, a friend of Hadid's daughter, Gigi, and it included scenes of burning money. Of course, that's what this is all about. The Chapter 11 bankruptcy was filed on November 27, 2019. Doesn't offer any detailed insight into the financial troubles Hadid may face himself. It lists the company owning the property as owing estimated liabilities between $10,000 and $50 million to 1 to 50 creditors. The legal document actually identifies 15 vendors and debtors as having claims on the property. But when you total the vendors up, it's something like under $1 million. It's not that much. But it doesn't say what he owes the other debtors. Mohammed Hadid is the signatory of the bankruptcy filing, and he's identified as the company's managing member. Hadid's neighbors, these guys are really interesting, have launched a website called Tear It Down at www.tearitdown.net under the name of 2018 Bel Air Neighbors Against Illegal Construction, where they describe the property on the website as, quote, dangerous, illegal, and a public nuisance, close quote. The website owners, who are not identified, also reference legal issues Hadid has faced involving other properties, asserting, quote, why is the Department of Building and Safety, I'm assuming in LA, siding with criminal developer Mohammed Hadid instead of our community? I don't know, criminal sounds a little tough. It was a misdemeanor he was convicted of. Quote, celebrity developer Mohammed Hadid, a convicted criminal, there they go again, they don't like this guy. Quote, continues to build his colossal mega mansion at 901 Strada Vecchia Road without valid permits. Despite a litany of violations, the city of LA has failed to enforce its own regulations and shut down the project. It's time for the city to stop bending over backwards for a known criminal developer. There's that word criminal again. It's a misdemeanor, folks. Had to do with not meeting a couple building codes. I don't know if you can call or should call somebody a criminal for that. Quote, we demand that the same rule applies to Hadid as to everyone else. Close quote from the website tearitdown.net. Hadid has pled no contest to misdemeanor charges of failing to meet city building codes and was put on probation, this is the crime that he committed, for 3 years and to community service in 2017 by Superior Court Judge Eric Herman. So he pled no contest to misdemeanor charges for not meeting a few building codes. All right, I don't know if you can call him the criminal developer the way tearitdown.net asserts. But then again, nobody is identified as owning tearitdown.net. So you got to wonder about, they're probably exaggerating everything because otherwise, why would they be anonymous? But anonymous they are. There must be some real deep feelings between the neighbors and Hadid. Hadid is accused by the group of more than 60 pages of code violations, and that's kind of unusual. Born in Nazareth in Palestine and later living in a refugee camp with his parents, Mohammed Hadid was the keynote speaker at Harvard University's Arab Conference last May, which I attended. I listened to him speak. He was there with all of his kids, including the two supermodels. Hadid lived in Syria and immigrated to America at the age of 14. But during his presentation at the Arab Conference at Harvard, he didn't make any mention of his personal financial challenges. But he did speak about his pride as being Palestinian and raising his five children as Palestinian too. He told the audience at the time, "I am just a simple man from Nazareth, and I will always be just a simple man from Palestine." For the simple man, though, I'm going to tell you, his financial dealings have generated huge headlines on the blogosphere, but also in some of the newspapers in California. Headlines like, "Is Mohammed Hadid too broke to tear down his mansion?" I don't know. The attorney said that he's not filing bankruptcy, so his millions are still intact, right? And his supermodel daughters, the two of them, Gigi and Bella, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars for what they do. And he drives a Rolls Royce. And he doesn't have the money to tear down the mansion. That's probably a business decision, right? Why spend $5 million to tear down a mansion if you don't have to? The company is responsible, not Mohammed. So I don't know. This is one of those interesting stories. I'd really like to see, this property. The one he's living in is only $4.5 million. It's 4,300 square feet, four bedrooms and four baths. And he sold that mega mansion as the house of deed for $56 million. Okay, all right, driving a Rolls Royce. Okay, that's good. I'm happy for him. You know, that's amazing. But I'm looking at these pictures. You can go to that website, tearitdown.net. You don't want to believe everything that they're writing because it's just too much, I think. So it really looks like a disaster. And I can only imagine, you know, the inconvenience that it's bringing to the neighbors. There should be a way to compromise, right? Mohammed Hadid, with all his millions, does he really have to stand up for that kind of I'm not going to give in type of thing? And it's huge. When you look at the picture, there are houses behind him on the hills that probably can't see now because his a seven-story mansion, all right, seven stories, pretty tall. It's huge. 30,000 square feet, that's a lot of property for one guy and his girlfriend, because, you know, he's not married to Yolanda, who is a celebrity reality star. But she's the mother of the two daughters, I think, to do that. So, anyway, that's the Mohammed Hadid controversy, and let's hope that it gets resolved. Thanks for listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. We've had a discussion of all the issues facing Arabs in America and the Middle East, from Israel to Palestine, Syria, and more. Visit www.hanania.com to get more information on all of my podcasts and on my award-winning opinion columns.